Venerable brothers and sisters in the Dhamma, please join me to pay respect to Buddha by saying his name three times. Namo Sakyamuni Buddha. Namo Sakyamuni Buddha. Namo Sakyamuni Buddha. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. My name is Wei Ken. It's easy to remember. I think you remember by now. It's easy because there is only one Wei. You can. Wei Ken. I am a student of my master, and he's the most venerable Thich Thanh Tử. He's in Vietnam, and he practices and teach meditation, which I am learning, and I'm here today to share with you our way of practice. I say practice because I believe that you have heard and you have read a lot of texts, a lot of Buddha's teachings, maybe more than me because I haven't got much time. So I'm not going to tell you anything, just only how we practice. Because what Buddha's found or tell us or teach us is 2,500 more than 50 years ago. Is it 60 now, isn't it? 2,560. And yet, he talk about suffering for not, for us not to suffer. But even though his teaching is very clear, very simple, very easy to understand, but we still suffer. So maybe we can share the practice how not to suffer by seeing clearer. Our way is, as I said, meditation. And my master revived our Vietnamese Zen or meditation, which originated from the first patriarch. You know the name? Bodhidharma. He's the first patriarch in China. And then combined with the sixth patriarch, Hui Neng, in China as well. And on the 13th of century, our king, the Trần King, when he's reading the Diamond Sutra, upon the sentence that it says that when the mind has no abode, this is your true mind. And he found the light, which Buddha told us. And then he left his throne, and he became a monk, and he developed our Zen meditation. So from then on, we learned from that. Now back to our first patriarch, Bodhidharma, there is a story about him and his disciple. He's the first disciple, which was our second patriarch, Huy Kha. One day, Huy Kha come and ask Bodhidharma, if you have heard that story, please hear again, all right? He said to Bodhidharma that, Master, my mind is not at peace. Is it only his mind not at peace? Or does he tell for us, our mind is not at peace? So Bodhidharma said to him that, bring it out, and I will pacify for you. Yeah? And the student came and said, my mind is not at peace, please help me. And the master said, bring it out, and then I will pacify it. Now, if now today, if you come and you said that, my mind is not at peace, and I said to you, bring it out, what are you going to do? Yeah, let's see what our Huy Kha did. So he stunned because the master said, bring it out. So he kept quiet and he searched. And eventually he said, Master, I could not find it. Can you find it? How many thoughts you have in a day? let alone from when we were born or when we start thinking, we had the thought up to now, how many? Don't say about that. We just from the, this morning until now, how many thoughts? And if I ask you to bring it out, which one you can bring it out? And how can you find it? So our Huika said that, Master, I couldn't find it. And the Master then said that, I already pacified for you. That's it, that's the lesson. And our Huika enlightened, saw the light, and that's it. That's he became our second patriarch. Now if I said like that, there's no one listen. You all get up and that's a nonsense, isn't it? But there is a way to know about that. Our learning, our practice is if we realize that, and that is our Buddha said, after 49 days meditating under the Bodhi tree, and he saw the light. That's why the word Buddha in English is translated as enlightened one, the person who saw the light. So which light he saw? Or in Buddha, the word, the name Buddha in Sanskrit, how does it written in Chinese? One is a person. Another one is sweep, isn't it? The word Buddha is written in two characters. One is a person, and the next one is sweep. The person who sweep. We are sentient beings. We don't sweep. We hone. Yeah, we hone tight. Everything from good to bad. Everything. So, Buddha, what did he saw? He saw that, and he declared that he's a Buddha because he saw that everyone, regardless of the gender, nor the ethnic background, everyone before him knowing about that, and until now, that we all have the true nature, that true self, and that true nature is very calm, very peaceful. Yet, why we suffer? Because we don't live with our true nature. We live with the ups and downs of that we call running mind, following our desire. The love, the hatred, the resentment, etc., all the five drops of honey attracted us. So we follow them. That's why we, like the naughty child, run away from home. We forgot this one. This one is beclouded by all these desire. So that's how he found it. So if we accept that, we have this true self, this true mind. Our practice is a journey home, not the other way around. We cannot find anywhere because Buddha said you have it, you already had it, you forgot it only. So how to come home and get it and be it and live with it? And then forget about that running here. So one of the way is meditation. I said one of the ways because there are so many ways. So today we can share how many ways. The first one is meditation. And how do we meditate in order to come home and enjoy the home, the serene home? Let's see this one. You are at home. You are the host of your house, which is we have our true nature. This is our home. So you are the host. You sit in the lounge. And you are fully awake. And that's how you are aware of some people coming to the house. Knock, knock at the door. So you know that. and you say, come in. So if the person knock at the door, a thought arises. And you say, come in, sit down. And you talk or you give something to drink. And after that, your visitor say goodbye. And you see that visitor at the door. You do not follow the visitor home. You got the practice? When you meditate, the mind is very naughty. No matter how you count, it still come up, one thought come up, and then you know that the visitor knock. You acknowledge it, you aware of it, you let it go. Do not follow it home. Right? Easy, very simple. And realizing that the thought is not us, we do not need to keep it. Because as from the beginning when we ask a Bodhidharma, my mind is not at peace because it's disturbed for so many thoughts. Take it out, bring it out. He cannot. So we cannot find it because it's come and it go. So if we are fully awake and fully aware, we know that it arises and acknowledge it, let it go. And then after that, another visitor come, knock, you know that, and you acknowledge it, let it go. So one thought up, let it go, do not follow it, another one up, another one up. What we do is we nurture the space in between the two thoughts. This is your home. You got the point? Yeah. And that's how you do it. Because the essence of learning and practicing is be at peace. That's what we want, isn't it? We come here, we want to be at peace. So many anger, so many hatred. So I want to be peace. Remember, my mind is not at peace. So now this is a peace. So that is the first one. Very simple, you do it. If you can spare yourself, every day, half an hour, before going to work, or before going to bed, and fully awake and aware of the thought arise, let it go. Do not suppress the thought, because if you try not to think, which is you go against the current, the mind is thinking anyway, that developing mind. So if you try not to think, you are doing something like taking a brick, putting on the grass. The grass didn't grow, yeah? But you don't see it. So rather you know that it comes, knock, hello and goodbye. That is the way. So simple like that. But it needs you to be awake, fully aware and calm. We are aware, we say hello, we goodbye. Come, we don't follow. Because if you follow, that's wrong. And that's why when you follow, you forgot the count. You come back. So if you train yourself that way, slowly, slowly, we are calmer. This, we call it filter. Filter, we sweep. Got it? Another way. Again, you are at home. You sit in the lounge. Sit in your house. Your house has six doors. Remember? Six doors. And you are in the middle. You look this door, the other door, the other door. Outside of the door, there is a monkey. Rattle shaking and say, hey, get out, the casino is open. Hey, get out, here and there. Get out, get out. You are inside, sitting in the lounge. And you have to be fully again, fully awake and aware that whether you are sitting still or you are getting up or you already at the door and hand to hand with the monkey outside. You got the story? What are the six doors? Your six senses. Seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and thinking. All right? So if you hear someone saying to someone, and that someone come and tell you that I heard yesterday someone told me that he heard from someone saying that you are very ugly, something like that. And then you jump out and say, how dare that person telling me like that. So you feel your reaction. Hearing in here, see whether you are bubbling. And if you are fully aware and fully awake, you feel the bubbles. And what do we do? Let it go. Cool down. You do not allow the bubble to boil. Because if you are not awake, then that bubble will boil. And after it boils, what's next? Either the speech, which later you rewrite, or the action, which later you regret more. I visit the prison here, and someone, we cannot call them innocent because they are in the prison. But really the action is, again, innocent because the guy do not understand or is not aware that his fist is fatal. Just only that. Just like that. And they were friends. Just talking, and then quarreling, and then one fish, you listen to me, mate, and that's it. The other guy died. And you end up in the prison. You see, if you stop the bubbles, then things can be saved. A lot of things. Right? So the next one is, again, that's, if you want to use big word, this is a mindfulness. But other than that, just aware. Sit inside the house. Sit in there. And then if anything happen, you know that you don't sit, you already stand up. I tell you a real story. I'm looking after my mother. And one day, 3 months ago, just 3 months ago, because she's old, and I am older, getting old as well. So one old looking after another old. She's 96. And then I have the help of my brother, and he has his wife. But 3 months ago, they decide to go home. Both of them. So I have no one. I'm single-handed. So I have to still looking after her, caring for her. But then sometimes we need something, and I am waiting for someone to come so I can go to the shop or something like that. And one day the person come, the friend come, and I say, and the temple is very close to the shop, just 5 minutes there, 5 minutes buying, 5 minutes home, it's only 15 minutes. But I said, can you look after my mom for 10 minutes? Just only 10 minutes. Yeah, all right. But you don't do anything. Just keep an eye on her. That's all. And yet, I dash to the shop. Halfway, I said, why hurry? Right? The person is already there. Mom is already in the chair. So why? You see that? I already get out of my chair. You see the point? And when you rush like that, how many minutes you can save? 2, 3? See how you lost the awareness. It's easy to lose it. You need to be aware. And when I says, and when I come home, she's in there, and the friend is in there. Nothing happened anyway. Just in here, you run. You got that? So be the boss. be the boss of your house and be aware that you already stand up. I already stood up and run very far. So just bring it back, bring it back. Right? Bring it back. So bring it out. Easy, isn't it? You bring it out and you can pacify it. So when you realize that you already lost the chair, missed the chair, then you can come back to your house. Easy? Simple? Try it. And when Buddha asked his, when he saw the light, then he declared that he's Buddha. And if we practice his teachings, then we will be Buddha. And remember, Buddha is the person who sweep or who file. Let go. And he said that everyone hates it. However, you have to do it on a regular basis, continually, no matter how long. If you want, for example, if you want a fit body, you do gym, and you have your routine, and you have your regular, either half an hour a day, or 3 days, or twice a week, or something like that. But you have to keep doing it. Then you get a fit body. You cannot rush to do it one day, and then a month later start doing again. We have the saying, first year, Buddha is here. You know what that means? Oh, you do it, you do it, you practice it, because it's easy and simple. Buddha said everyone can be Buddha. Then if I practice it, I will be Buddha. So first year, Buddha is here. Practice, practice, practice. Second year, Buddha is in heaven. What does that mean? Slowly, 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 right? Neglecting. And third year, see no Buddha. He's already gone. So don't do that. Don't rush one day. Try to do that. And then the second day, don't do it tomorrow. When I have time, I do it. And then tomorrow, I'm so tired. Wait until I'm fresh. I do it. Right? So how do we learn? How do we practice? We can learn a lot. But the practice is, again, if you want to be fit, you do it regularly, continuously. Diligently. We practice like a guitarist. You know how the guitarist do? How does he do on his strings? Just nicely. If you stretch it too much, what will happen? Break. But if you loose the strings, what is it? No sound. So, the middle way. You know your time. You can spare your time once a day, twice a day, once a week, but keep doing it. And every time you can increase a little bit. Don't do 10 minutes today, and the following day, 1 hour, and the third day, no minute. Right? So if you can do half an hour today, if you want to increase it and provided you have time, you do 32 minutes or 35 minutes. We increase like that until you can be up to 1 hour or 2 hours is the maximum. Okay? So just do that. Don't play. Just remember to play the guitarist, the guitar. Do nice like that. Don't rush and nor neglect. As long as you remember that we are coming home. We don't go to anywhere. We come home. And steady and steady. Again, this is a freedom. That's what Buddha said. It's free. You follow it. But you follow your own path. Your own path. And when you follow with your own path, do not look at your friend. Because here is a self-learning, self-practice to be back to your our self. So everything is a self. Yeah? Don't look at your friend to compare and compete. Because everyone has their own circumstances and their own practice. Let me tell you this story. Don't make people follow your way as well. When you see like a, if you have a headache, that is your own practice, your own treatment. So the teaching is there, like a medicine. You take it and you treat yourself. You cannot wait for the master to be enlightened. And you say, hey master, I am your favorite student. Hold on to his rope and he will save you. There is no such a thing. Okay? We are our own boss and we are our own savior, if you want to use the word, or rescuer. So we do it. There is a story about a brother and a sister. And this story is very much culturally, I mean Asian culture. In Asian culture, man is number one. And brothers are looked after, well looked after by mother and sister. So this brother is very lucky because his sister doing everything for him, everything from A to Z. And one day the sister has to be away from home. Isn't he very pity? So, but the sister is very careful, telling him from A to Z as well. If you want to eat, you take rice is there and put in the pot. And how do you do everything? She put it all in a letter. Right? And she gave it to him because he doesn't want to hear, hey, you nag me so much. No, 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 no. Read that. Okay, he read it. Here, you read that and you can look after yourself. After a week, she come home. The boy cannot stand up because he's starving. He said, I'm so hungry. Why? I have told you where rice is, how to cook it. Yeah, and he recited from A to Z as well. He know it by heart. But he doesn't go to the kitchen to lift a finger to do anything. Right? So, you got the message? Yeah? Don't be a brother. Be a sister. After we learn, we practice. Alright? And even you practice your own path, but you practice. Do it. Other than that, don't complain that why Panadol is there, but I am still having a headache. Yeah? The treatment is there, medication is there, you have to take it. We blame the doctor, we say, he is not a good doctor. Yeah, he's a very good doctor. He saved so many lives, but up to you, you don't take his prescription. Or you keep his prescription, don't go to the chemist. Or even if you go to the chemist, you get everything and you put it there. And treasure it. Very precious. And that's how we still suffer. Got it? Not the message? Another way. If you, so far, you can take one way to practice. But if you want more, we have more ways. Okay? And Buddha said that is for everyone. Free, and you do your own path. Don't make other people do like you. Right? Never. There is this story. In the ancient time, there is a highwayman. Right? Like nowadays, when you travel, when you go to the freeway, sometimes you have to pay toll, isn't it? In the ancient time, there is no such. It's not modern. So some guy is very fixed and very strong. So he just hit himself somewhere and waiting for the passenger. So he get out, and because he's so strong, so he captured the person, and they demand money. you know, like the toll, and then they release you and you can go. This highwayman, he did not demand the money, yet he carried a bed, B-E-D, a bed, right? And of course, it is his bed, so the bed suits his size, right? So he caught someone. You know what he did? He put the person onto his bed, and he measured. So if the person, and how many people on his size, you know, people are tall, people are short, and people are this and that. So he put in there. And if it happened that the person lucky enough to fit in with the bed, hooray, you released. But if the person is longer than the bed, what's happened? He chopped the legs to make it fit the bed. And if the person is shorter than the bed, what's going to happen? He stretched that to fit his bed. And that is the end of the story. But you get the message? Do you get the message? Your way is your way. My way is my way. Don't make it only one way. Right? In Buddhism, we call it affinity. You have to take that. Or you use the word appropriateness. Isn't it? Free, suit everybody appropriately. Right? Can you do that? You practice it. See it, how we behave at work. And that causes you unhappy because your idea is the best. Why they object to my idea? Why they don't do that way? Now, don't put a person onto your bed and leave your bed at home. And then you get happier, less suffering. Yeah? Get it? One more way? Another way. On and on, what is a teaching? The teaching telling us that everyone, we do have the Buddhahood, and that true nature is clear, very, very clear, very calm, very peace. That's exactly what we want to come back. But because we live contrary to that, we live in the ups and downs because we follow the six sense objects. We don't stay inside. Everyone attracts us, we go. When we hear something, we get involved and we get resolved and we got reaction. That's why we are ups and downs. But if we know that and if we practice, we can come back. And there are so many ways as well, right? Mainly, if we realize that the mind, the true mind is here, the true mind is at peace, then the minute you are not at peace, the minute you feel disturbed, you know that you already stand up or about to be to stand up, put yourself down. And that's you are at home. Right? Even something help you, just help you. The mind needs to be clear. There is a story about an old woman. In the ancient time again, women are down. Even now, I think. Isn't it? Yeah. But before it was downer. And she was born. And unfortunately, not beautiful. Because if you were a girl and a pretty girl, and then you could be good at something, a bride for the family, for the rich family, something like that. She was born to a poor family, ugly and clumsy. So the parents didn't want her, left her at the border. And then she had to survive like that. But anyway, one day there was a monk who traveling to seek enlightenment because he's been learning so much. And he still couldn't come back to his home. He still feel disturbed. So he tried to wonder, to maybe lucky to get some master to give him a clue. So then from then he can click and enlighten. So one day he came to the border. And before coming to the border, he saw the sky. And he feel the charisma. He said, oh, must be a master somewhere here. But how could a master be at the border? The border is just, you know, like at the airport. Are there any master in the airport there? So in and out, and rush, and police everywhere to catch you, you know. So he said, he put a question and he looked, there's nothing. Suddenly he spot a tea lady who served people in and out, but the way she served is very nice, very gentle. And when he approached that lady, he can feel that he's at peace. So he said, could it be a master? Remember, she's a woman. How could it be? A master cannot be a woman. But then he waited. There's no such other sign, only that woman. And he waited until the end. And that's how she served. And she waited until the end of the day. After she finished everything, whether they give her the money or not, she still smiled and with that atmosphere, just the posture like that. By the end of the day, he saw her putting everything aside and sit down like meditating, and she took rosary, and she chanted, and he tried to come here to hear her, and she chanted Namo Amitabha, and that is not, this is a Chinese story, and the name of the Buddha is Namo Amitabha. But she said, Namo Amitabha, Namo Amitabha. So the master said, so what does she chant? Doesn't have any meaning at all. So he come and ask her. And she said that she retold her story that she was left like that and too bad for the life because she couldn't do the living. And people come and because she's clumsy, they hit her and they bash her and she's so miserable. And she said one day she saw a monk like you. And she saw him so serene. She wanted to follow him. He said, no, he cannot take her because he's been wandering. And she's a woman, so he cannot take her. But he teach her to be calm by after the whole day finish, she'll be back to herself and chant the word Namo Amitabha. And that is the beautiful, peaceful place. And that's what, with that in her mind, she chant. But because she doesn't know, she's illiterate. So she recalled the story and she said that the monk teach me to say Namo Amitabha. That monk was so furious and he said, you stupid woman, it's not Namo Amitabha. It got to be Namo Amitabha. Oh. So the woman said, oh, in horror. So I've been doing it wrongly for 30 years. Yeah, stupid woman. Now you have to chant like me. Repeat after me. Namo Amitabha. And the woman said, Namo Amitabha. Namo Amitabha. Who? Namo Amitabha. And he spent a whole night teaching her to say properly, Namo Amitabha. By the end, when she remember exactly Namo Amitabha, he is so happy and he is so proud of his action. So he left her, remember to say so. Okay, okay, yes sir. And then when he left the border, he carefully looked back to see whether the woman do like he said. And he saw the cloud very dark. There is no charisma on the sky. And he said, why? What happened? And he come back and he saw the woman now very clumsy, swerving, and she's busy remembering Namo Amitabha, Namo Amitabha, Namo Amitabha. She doesn't know what to do. And everybody is swearing at her and hitting her, and she's clumsy like that. And that scene clicked him. And he knew, oop, and he come back and he said to the woman. And when the woman turned around, said, oh sir, please tell me, what should I say? And the monk asked, but what do you say? I said, Namo Amitabha, is it correct? Yes, that's correct. Oh, so I've been doing correctly. Yes, absolutely correct. Because the word give you the peace. You got the message? And from then, so I do it, Namo Amitabha. So he's just, and the peace come back to her mind, and she's doing everything at peace. Do you get the message? Peace and joy is our original mind. Why we leave it? Very simple. If you come home now, we always blame other people that you make me angry. Is it so? He made me angry. Come home and say, the boss said something, make me angry. And this friend made me angry. We never admit that who made us angry. Who made us angry? We made us angry. We have the five precepts to keep if you take a refuge, isn't it? What are they? Sex misconduct? Killing? Yeah? That's easy. We call it lies, yeah? Lies or walking. And then? Stealing, yeah, no drink, no drugs, no alcohol. So I'm not going to talk to you about these five. I just take only one to tell you to keep. And if you keep only one, you will be enlightened. Guarantee. Money back. Alright. How? Just keep only stealing. What does that mean by stealing? Taking without consent, right? If you open a dictionary, right? Stealing is taking without consent. Okay. Now, we say stealing. What is a stealing? What do they steal? Steal money, car, house, wife, husband, children. Stealing things, right? Any stealing? Anything you can steal? What about here? When you feel unhappy, what is it? What is it? When you feel unhappy, you are stealing your happiness. Correct? Correct? If you feel disturbed, if you, instead of sitting in the house and looking through the six doors, you suddenly stand up and rushing out, Are you stealing your happiness? Right? If you come home and you shout, "What's for dinner?" and then the wife or the husband busy cooking and then doesn't receive any nice words and answer back, shout back, and then quarreling, and what do you have? A bad atmosphere. And when you have that atmosphere, what does that mean? You are stealing your own happiness. Then someone's happiness as well. Because you don't live by yourself. You live with your little community, the household. You ultimately create a very ugly atmosphere. That is a stealing. So if you keep that precept and if you are fully awake and aware every time you are stealing your happiness, stop it. And then the atmosphere be back to peace and joy where you live in there. You are one in the community. If everyone remember not to steal on happiness, then the house is happy. And then we don't need to talk about peace and joy. Remember, the beginning is we left here. That's why we are seeking. But actually, we don't need to seek because it's already here. We just come back, sit still in the house, peace and joy. Easy? Simple? Try to make it. May you be at peace. Any questions? Try one of the ways. You don't need to try all of them. Aware that you are sitting still, aware that you are moving up, aware that you are far away from home, come back. Thank you for hearing. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Any questions? You still have some time for the questions. Please. I think my books are in the library. If you want to enjoy more stories, go and get the stories of Thiền. And then the other one is a Diamond Sutra, Thiền stories, to show us the easy way to come home. All right? Questions? Feel at home and ask. Because when you ask, you benefit the whole lot. And me particularly. You are my teachers.
You asked if I may about the breathing.
Yes.
Like the end of meditation.
Mm-hmm.
What's the idea behind that? If you haven't heard that before.
With our way, before you enter the meditation, we have three stages. The first one, you find a comfortable sitting, whether you sit on a chair or on the floor. But you have to sit still, your body still. When your body still, you close the 5 senses, only 1 sense running. Easy to watch it, easy to see it. So when you sit still, you do the 3 deep breaths to make your body. Because when we sit still, we know that we might lack of the air somehow. So that's a 3 deep breaths before we enter. And after when the time finish, we exit the meditation with another 3 deep breaths. And this time, the first one a little bit longer and longer and deeper. If you see the cat, after it wakes up, what does it do? It doesn't run like us, Like when we sleep, and in the morning, when we hear the alarm, we jump over. Right? The cat doesn't do that. When he stand up, he stretch his body, and then he walk and run. So that's to help with the circulation. So when we release the meditation, we back to our normal movement. So with our meditation, we do another 3 deep breaths, and then we give ourselves a good massage before we. And then after that, if anyone know Tai Chi or exercise, we do that. Right? Any question regarding meditation as well? If you want to ask, you have 3 more minutes. Yes, yes, no, no. Or regarding the ways, have you practiced any way we can share? Which way you think that is easy and simpler? Yes?
The way I found it is to make a time, like in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, where we'll do the meditation. So you have to look at the clock at half past 6, say, and only at 7 o'clock I do my meditation. Yeah. So I always find that's a very good practice.
Yeah. Yep. Your body tells you. Your body tells you that's time to sit. And your body tells you that time to release meditation too. If you are aware that close to half an hour, somebody just agitated movement, you know. And that's the time over. Yes, the body tell you. Yep. And that is a very good routine. Do it on a regular, continuously. Play the guitar.
The other good way is to take the phone off the hook.
Yes. No iPhone, no mobile phone, no phone. And telling, and if you live with the family, telling them that this is a time for yourself, right? So they should not disturb. But if suddenly there is some disturb, then take it as like that. Do not be angry, right? Because don't practice meditation for peace. And then you get up and shout at the child, don't you dare to respect my meditation. You know that? Got it? So if it happened like that, you lost that one, so right. But explain to them that find a corner at peace. Yeah. Any other question? Yes?
It's good to ask people to ask questions in your faith. Sometimes if there's one person asking questions all the time, some people might have wrong idea. So it makes a person a bit hesitant to ask questions. You know, say if one person asks questions, some people they might have wrong ideas.
Yeah. That's why we have some questions already. So please ask. Other than that, if you are so shy, I remain here. If you want individual consultation, you have another 10 minutes. Now your time is over. Why I have to bargain with you that way? I think that after so many times I've been here, we are familiar, right? Anyway, if there is no question, please transfer the merit. I vow that the merit and virtue from this will go everywhere, reach everyone, all of us, and all living beings, so that we will realize and practice the Buddha way. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Thank you.